Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Man, I love Stevie.
Me too.
I don't listen to him nearly enough. I don't do nearly a bunch of things enough. You know, I think that's just life.
You think he hits harder because you don't listen to him enough?
Probably. Yeah, probably so. Janelle's here.
Hi.
She brought cookies.
I did.
Again.
I think she brought enough for everyone.
Dude.
I did. I made sure there were four of each kind.
Oh, my goodness.
So not to leave anybody out.
Whew, they're so good. And they're right down the street from me, and I've still not gone in the store.
Why do you need to?
She brings them all the time. Well, it's not that often, but
once a month they bring them in.
There have been a couple times where I'm like, oh, I'm going to go over there. I'm like, oh, we're closed at 4. Like, well, it's 4:10.
Shouldn't eat cookies after 4.
This is going to be a fun one with Janelle. She does our movie reviews and entertainment. Before we get to the new movies, let's continue our conversation.
Okay.
House of Dynamite is a big deal right now. Catherine Bigelow movie. I loved it.
Sure.
I didn't love it. I hate every movie. So for me, I loved it.
Right.
I was entertained.
That's what
happy you watched it.
That's how
I felt.
That's mainly what a person should be looking for in a movie. It's only when you have. I will fall on my sword. Only when you're at the kind of where you see 5-6 movies a week, like I do you start to. You'd be able to pick apart, like, oh, this doesn't work for this, and this, because you just see the craft one right after another after another. So for the average moviegoer, as long as you're entertained, I'm like, banger job.
An average movie that you see, did you enjoy it more 20 years ago or more now that you're so knowledgeable?
I would still say the same, because like I still look at the industry and the art as something I can't do. So the fact that a lot of times that they're just you just think of the amount of people and the scope and the huge production that it takes to just tell you a story, a 2-hour story, and to just kind of shut everything off in the rest of the world and just enjoy what's going on in front of the big screen. I still enjoy movies very much the same way. Yeah.
And Wheels, you liked House of Dynamite with a major exception.
No, I would agree with you. I'm happy I saw it. I would definitely. I definitely liked it. It was a great story, really tense, you know, real life tense too, right? Like
agreed.
You could see like if that's playing out in the world, holy crap. I don't like movies that don't give you an ending. I hate that. Maybe it's an artistic thing and I'm just too dumb or too much of a Neanderthal, but if you're going to tell me a story, tell me the whole story. Don't tell me part of it and then stop before there's an end to the story. I want a story that ends. Doesn't have to be a perfect ending. Doesn't have to be a full ending. But some kind of thing at the end, like, this is the end of the story.
Yeah, they really phoned in that ending.
Yeah, and I thought a little bit of that, too, with Weapons. A little bit. But again, another one I liked. I was happy that I saw it.
It's a different movie. It's certainly a unique take on a horror film. And I liked it. It's different.
But I think that's the thing. Like, I agree with Janelle's take on House of Dynamite. And if you're just an average movie fan, you're going to like it. It's good. Sure. It's tense. There are a lot of really great actors in it. And some of them you wish you could see more. Like anything Jared Harris is in, I want to see more. Him. Jared Harris is amazing. And he's in it a good bit. But, you know, you could always see more of him. But it is a little too repetitive because of the way it's told. But, again, the ending part was not it wasn't like an ending where you're like, what a terrible ending. It was just like no ending.
Yeah,
I hated the last episode of The Sopranos for that reason. And I know that was a huge debate at the end of that series because I love that series. I've watched that series 3 times all the way through. I love the show. I love the series. I hated the end. So it doesn't mean you hate the movie. Yeah. You just wanted it to be a better ending with some kind of closure to it.
I know it's my show, but can I talk about one of the scenes from House of Dynamite? Spoiler alert. This isn't like the whole enchilada.
Gotcha. But, I think we know the main point, though. If you see the trailer, you get the point.
But I thought this was a really poignant scene featuring Jared Harris, who I love.
Yeah.
When he's a Secretary of Defense and a nuclear missile is going to hit the city that his daughter is in.
Yeah.
And it's minutes. And they're estranged, so it's an awkward conversation. And when he realizes there's nothing he can do.
Right.
He just ends the conversation very pleasantly.
Yes.
And I thought that was so human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he did a great job with it.
Yeah.
Because you could see in his face he's realizing.
He's calculating.
There's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That was a good scene.
I will say that his is the second chapter. His scenes and his scene, without spoiling it,
right.
Is probably that, and if you take that and Rebecca Ferguson's, where she's on the phone with her and she's crying and she has to tighten up and get back to work. I thought, especially as a woman, as a mother, there's been several times where you've dealt with your child and crying and so emotional, and it's like, gotta zip it up, gotta go back to work, gotta get down to business. Those two scenes, like I said, those two, great.
Yeah.
So Kevin already kind of let you know that there's a non-definite ending. Which way would you have been happier to see it go, do you think?
Honestly, I don't know that it would have mattered.
No, I would have liked more of the fallout of after it actually did happen. Like, okay, yeah, we've seen it now from 3 different perspectives of how it is going to happen, but our Venn diagrams, one with the circles all overlapping each other.
Yeah.
We had the overlapping. I would have liked if some of those other circles would have dealt with more outside of the phone call that was going on, the Zoom meeting that was going
on. Now, if they make a sequel, they could do that.
Yeah.
Because you could do a whole sequel of picking up right from where that ended.
Just don't do it 3 different ways.
Yeah.
Is Weapons keep you up at night scary?
No. It's creepy, not scary.
Yeah.
That's how I nothing about it was like, there weren't any jump scares that I noticed.
There were a couple.
Yeah, nothing that I didn't react to any of those, but
jump scares for the week, I guess.
But it's I don't know if it's creepier.
That would require emotion.
If you're like a giant baby, I guess.
I don't know if it's. Well, I felt like, I'll be honest, I felt like they telegraphed him. Like, get ready because it's coming.
There's a part where he's in his child's room and like he pulls back the cover and the bed. There's a jump scare there.
But to me, that was telegraphed. I saw that coming. I'm like, he's gonna do this, and he's going to turn over, and it's going to be something creepy.
How do you argue with that?
Well, no, maybe.
Good luck.
That's my superpower.
It is. To force the,
But the,
I see that coming.
But it's creepy, and I don't know if it's creepy because it's kids, but I just thought it was a good creepy movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good Halloween movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I don't think it's going to give anybody nightmares.
No, but I don't know what we'd give a person. I don't know how to judge what would give somebody nightmares.
Well, an example, like, not just because of you just did the movie, but like, The Exorcist gave people nightmares.
Oh.
It's not like that.
See, and I wasn't scared by The Exorcist.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
You're both freaks.
The Exorcist didn't scare me
Different
either,
kind, so, but yeah. I'll tell you that. You're both freaks.
Don't say The Exorcist didn't scare you. That's just not true.
It didn't.
That's just not. No one has ever had that experience with The Exorcist.
I have been waiting for Andrew to fight with these two for years.
Go ahead on, man. Just because some
Get
of us
him,
ain't furred.
I'm sorry. It didn't. I mean, there are movies that do scare me, but it's just Exorcist isn't one of them.
If you, that's not.
I don't have headphones,
not,
so I can't hear you.
Oh.
Just turn wheels is up a little.
Yeah, that's going to be Kevin's next trick. Is just no taking off his headphones.
Yeah, there you go. Now she can hear you. Go ahead and rant.
No, it's just it's like empirically a very very scary movie. It's
a
very
scary
frightening.
Story. I didn't think the movie was scary. Does that make sense?
That is the wheelerest thing anyone that's not Wheeler has ever said. And it's stunning to hear someone not Wheeler. That's why I was rendered speechless, because that is a Wheeler quote from someone else's mouth, and I was shocked to hear it.
I'm so sorry. I don't know if I'm like a sense of pride
because
or
it's,
sense
because
of shame.
It's because it's to say that it's a scary story but not a scary movie. The movie is the story. That's what you're experiencing when you watch the movie, is the story of the movie.
In all fairness, though, a lot of that stuff, I actually read the books before the movie. And so, like,
don't
the books
try and brag on us.
To me are,
don't what? Try and brag on us.
I can't help that. My book learning. Yeah, I just, the books always, like, The Shining, much more scary than the movie.
They're both scary.
Okay.
I would agree with her on that one.
I mean, yeah, that yeah.
I think books in general, because I think my imagination is much scarier than anything
I've
been
presented
with.
You're making something up in your brain that, like, a movie, once it's done for you, you're like, well, that didn't live up to it.
Yeah, like when I read Dr. Sleep, I didn't make it past the first chapter. It was so scary.
Yes.
Then I saw the movie, and I was like, okay.
And I mean, like, in Dr. Sleep, outside the one kid's screaming, that part just is unnerving. That's an unnerving scene in Dr. Sleep where the kid is being
tortured to death.
Yeah. It's that one will stay with you.
What did you see this week?
It's not a lot of anything that's, like, super wow. There's a movie called Christie. It's got Sydney Sweeney in it right now. I'm sure everybody's seen her in her dress today on Twitter. That's probably the big talk.
You know what? I don't want to crap on her.
Who? Sydney
Sweeney. But I don't get it.
I think you. It's not anything from. Never mind.
I mean, you get it.
I get it.
Yeah, you get it. You get it.
It's not anything from the neck up.
Unless you're thinking of the wrong person.
But here's the thing. And I can't believe I'm saying this.
Okay.
But most people have those.
Yeah.
They're especially nice, but give me 5 minutes, I'll find you someone with nicer ones.
Right.
Well, you could say that about, like, somebody. You could say that about somebody with, like, a really pretty face, right? You could be like, well, everyone's got a face.
And I would say that about someone
just
with
a nice
face.
One.
Yeah.
I think she's just, like, the it girl. She's been in a ton of popular
things. The timing,
And she also really leans into it. She was at the Dodgers game the other night, and she's got, like, a little, like, Marilyn Monroe bob going on. Like, I think she leans into that aesthetic a lot, and the audience loves
maybe it. Maybe it bothers me because I'm not empirically attractive, but, like, on TikTok, you see people who are just, they're just like, here I am, here's my TikTok. And they have 50,000 followers.
It's because people, it's a visual media. I mean, people, and men are visual creatures. That's,
I mean, in our sports world, most of the women you see on TV are not because they're beautiful, but they are beautiful. There are plenty of talent. There's plenty of talent in a lot of them, in the
like ESP, the reporters.
Yes, as an example. But, like, why do you think that
there's not a lot of Greta Van Susterens?
They think dudes.
I miss Greta.
They think dudes are going to be watching more because Carissa Thompson is on there instead of someone who's just normal looking.
I would find that incredibly insulting if I were a female sports person who was not gorgeous.
But honestly, I know people
I don't
in
think
the business.
I don't think the ones that benefit from it are even that crazy about it.
No, you're right. If you listen to Aaron Andrews now, there's somebody. Do you guys remember Jill Arrington? For a long time, Jill Arrington was the top college sideline reporter. I went to college with Jill Arrington, and there was a time when she was that person, and then she got older, and all of a sudden she got pushed aside.
Right.
And she is talking about, she talks a lot about that now, like, wow, you know, you're good at your job, you're doing this, and you have skills, but all of a sudden, boom, you're pushed aside. But at the same time, she got the job in the beginning, in part because she also fit the look, in addition to having good journalistic skills and all of that.
Well, then she's always going to be considered, like, how good are you? You only got this job because you're pretty.
Which is totally another unfair.
Thing, which
totally
is another unfair. Thing that women deal with. Yes. So it's like, I can't possibly know anything about sports because right. of how I look. The fact that I might put on makeup today means that I've checked my brain yeah. on any topic yeah. ever. So.
Well, I've always found it interesting as a sports guy. When other sports guys will get mad because, well, she can't be an analyst on that. She can't have an opinion on that because she didn't play. Neither did you, dude. I didn't play
Good
football.
Point.
I didn't play football, but I got opinions on football because I watch a lot of football and I talk to football people. It's okay.
Yeah, but it's an easy shot. It's
no,
what
I get
all it is.
Yes.
It's an easy
yes.
insult.
Yeah.
So yeah, saw Christy.
Back to Cindy, sweetie.
So we saw Christy. Train Dreams is coming out on Netflix. I think it's going to be in theaters this next week, but... I think you'll really enjoy it. I think that's really your kind of movie. Mm. It's about a guy who lives in the Pacific Northwest building railroad track during time from like 1917 to like 1960. And just about his life. There are tragedies that happen to him, but it's just about one guy. Sometimes it's very quiet. It's very scenic. He's just in a cabin.
Love it.
Sometimes just sitting out there on his porch. I was like, oh, if this is not a Dave movie.
Yeah, I like that.
Right? Let's see. Begonia comes out Friday. It comes out tomorrow.
Can't wait to see that.
Yeah, I think you'll enjoy it. I still suggest people watch the original, the South Korean one first, because it's a little bit wackier.
Although I've not seen any of his movies. I've not seen any of these movies that they have been in before.
Oh,
the
Yorgos?
Director. Yes.
Okay.
So I don't have my sea legged for that.
Okay. I mean, I don't think it's going to be anything wacky.
Okay.
I mean, it's just going to be different and just enjoy the acting and the story and how it plays out. I mean, it's a movie, you know? It's like,
yeah.
Just enjoy it. But yeah, that's there. Blue Moon, Ethan Hawke, about Lorenz Hart, who was part of Rodgers and Hart, who was then part of Rodgers and Hammerstein, does a great acting job. It's very melancholy, kind of depressing. It's going to be that time of year, though. We're heading into a lot of yeah. depressing movies, so
right.
not looking forward to that.
All right, quick break. Right back, DGS.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 326. Janelle's here until 3 p.m. Mike Elam doesn't know he's being canceled, so he'll probably show up. I'm going to talk about in this quick little break here.
Was it about
hold, please.
How?
Okay. No, you can talk. That was just bad timing.
Should we do elevator music?
The bad timing. Is past.
I was thinking last night, yesterday when Andrew and Wheels were having their big fight, what was it about?
McDonald's.
Okay. No, that's the first one.
That was the money.
Was it stealing?
Yes.
The money.
Yeah. He was mad at me, too.
The money.
Actually, he was mad at all three of us.
I've had so many texts about that segment.
Really?
And someone during it online said, you guys have simultaneously hit the biggest highs and biggest lows of the DGS in the last week. So I'm guessing they thought that was a low. But it's you can't turn it. Like, I can't anyway. Like, when they're fighting, I'm in. And I was just thinking about, we all don't have the same level of reaction, but all humans have a little part in their brain that when someone tells you you're wrong, especially aggressively,
sure,
it's a real poke.
Yes.
Sure.
And you have like an almost uncontrollable flinch.
Sure.
Reaction.
I agree.
Of course.
Yeah.
The reaction is to dig
here we
in.
Go.
No. I'm just saying, like, the reaction is, I think, naturally to dig in.
Yeah.
I think it takes a lot of maturity that I don't have to not do that when someone's like, you're wrong about that. It's very hard to, like,
I agree.
Yeah.
To take like a deep breath and consider what the other person is saying instead of just going, no, because this.
Yeah, I think
which is what I think Kevin and I both.
Yeah,
think.
And I think in a lot of ways it takes some time to realize that.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to necessarily happen instantaneously. Now, if you're preparing for, like, a really serious debate, that's a different thing,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, we're going to prepare, we're going to debate this big issue. It shouldn't be like that. But when you're just having a dumb argument in the moment, it really is going to be difficult to be like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Like, it takes time, like, to reach that.
Did nobody else make some fair points in the argument yesterday? You know, maybe some other people but me made some fair points. But I mean, I look. Once you're in, you gotta be in. You gotta commit.
Yeah. Plus, radio's not the medium for you to be like, hold on, let me think about
right.
that for a second.
Right. Point. No, that's a good point. When it's live on the radio, you gotta talk.
No risk of that. Back, guys. DGS on Camel Wax. 3:35 from the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Just a reminder, tomorrow we'll be on at 1 o'clock with the weather.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Well, 1 o'clock his time.
3 o'clock. Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. 3 o'clock your time.
It's all news to me.
Okay.
Because we're going to start the Halloween show.
Yes,
right.
I know.
At his normal time.
Yes,
at
yes.
3:30. Right.
Yeah, and the Halloween forecast is always kind of special. Even if it's not special, it's just special.
Man, I can't wait for it. I love your Halloween show. I love it.
I think you're going to like this one.
Really?
Yeah,
I love
good.
Them all. Yeah. I think I have them all still, like, somewhere on recording.
The hardest part of, for me, the DGS Halloween special is that you want it to be good. You want it to be scary. You want there to be a payoff. But you don't want to just, like, create something out of whole cloth. And this time, the one thing I can tell you is that from the minute we arrived at Emmaus Village till the minute I pulled away, I was very uncomfortable. I was truly scared. I kept making eye contact with Rach, like, you know, let's, okay. This is where the shower girl ghost lives. And I'm like, oh, excellent. And they're like, this is where the nurse in 1920 fell into a boiling crock of bacteria and her skin sloughed off. And just like, ugh. And then the ghost guys, the haunted souls, had these ghost-busting machines. And unless they were, like, controlling them and had perfect timing, there were some really strange responses.
Well, there was one time they weren't controlling it.
Yeah, there's one time you had it down in the dungeon.
Yeah.
So.
Was it a dungeon?
No, but it was a dungeon.
It was a crawl space, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they have actual dungeons in Sanitariums.
I didn't think that was a part of it.
Yeah, I love when you guys do the history of the, like, the places that you go.
Well, this will be
there's really good explanation of the history in this one.
I love that.
It'll be very much that.
Yeah. I love the storytelling, yes.
It'll be very much that.
Yay, I'm excited.
Dave, you a Halloween guy?
No. Kind of. You know what? It's a fun moment.
Himself
I'm not
into
a dress-up. I'm not a dress-up kind of guy. I don't want to go on costumes and all that stuff.
I thought you'd go out as a cheeseburger in paradise.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, just a Hawaiian shirt and a parrot on your shoulder seems to be kind of easy.
I feel like the DGS is kind of in the doghouse today because today was our dress-up day at work.
Oh.
And everyone knows we don't participate.
I didn't see anybody dressed up.
They
the party was earlier, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Like DGS, we get made fun of for good reason. Because
you're a cult.
Yeah, we go everywhere together. We're always walking in a line like the Abbey Road album
keep
cover.
Keep those people alone. Keep them over there.
Yeah, and we don't do the dress-up thing, but I don't know.
It's okay.
I mean, yeah, it's fine.
I told the guys next year we should all dress up as each other. That would be funny.
Yeah. Huh?
Who's who?
Yeah, that's a good question.
I guess we could draw from a hat.
That would be fun.
I think you would be the funniest Wheeler.
Okay. That would be pretty great.
You'd be the you'd be the funniest Rage.
And so are you going to be Andrew?
That's right. That's not a big sell, Dave. That's just not working.
Dave would have to be Andrew in that scenario, and then I got to be Dave.
And then we all have to do each other's jobs.
I can only do one.
I think if Dave was Rachel, you'd lean into it a little bit.
I might enjoy it a little bit too much.
Yeah. Kind of like when we we play games.
Yeah.
Tossing your hair over your shoulder.
Yeah. I might be a little James Gum.
He might not want to take the wig off.
All right. Yeah. Like, I feel like Rachel isn't quite this coquettish. Comes along in case a single white female real quick.
Rachel's really putting it out there today.
Dave's like, I'm Rachel, but if she had bangs. That's what I'm going for. That's what I'm going for here.
And not just bangs, but curtain bangs. See, I shouldn't know what curtain bangs are.
See, that's why.
Yeah. So, Dave, let's do a little forecasting.
Okay. First of all, we've mentioned this almost every day this week. Time change weekend coming up. I don't want people to forget to set our clocks back 1 hour before going to bed Saturday night. Good idea to change the batteries in your clocks, smoke detectors, things like that. But the sunset on Sunday is 5 p.m., so be ready for that. Also, my people have talked to your people, and coming up on November 20th, it's a Thursday. Can you guess what it is? It's the winter forecast, December, January, February, November 20th. So the date is set. Also, some rainfall numbers for you before we get into the forecast. October 1st through the 17th, we didn't have a drop of rain. We were in a relatively serious drought. October 18th, and I'll throw in tomorrow too, because tomorrow's going to be dry, 3.21 inches of rain. So that puts us above average for the month, and a little bit above average for the year, though the fall was very dry. But rainfall numbers, as far as the month and the year, we're in good shape all of a sudden. No rain in sight, sunny, a little breezy tomorrow afternoon, 50s to near 60, trick-or-treat time, 48 to 52, partly cloudy down to 39. First weekend of November, Saturday, partly sunny, secondary cold front coming by, might pop a sprinkle in a couple of spots, tough to find, 55. For the high, Saturday night 37 and Sunday sunny and 59 degrees. I still don't think there's a widespread frost in sight, but out west, there could be a little spotty frost, some patchy frost around over the next couple of mornings, but it's not a widespread frost, not a widespread freeze.
Dave, you still seeing some cold snap at the beginning of November?
Unfortunately, this might be it. You know, as far as the long range is concerned, but it's going to stay rather chilly into early next week. And I see a little bit of warmth. I don't see big time warmth, but a little bit of a warmth coming in here for at least part of November. I don't think we're not settling into cold weather.
Okay, cool. Headlines, Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So five new suspects have been arrested over the Louvre robbery. And this is reported by French radio. And really, I only wanted to do this story because I got to thinking about how cool French radio must sound. I need to listen to this sometime.
I bet we sound like a bunch of honking geese to them.
Yes.
No, everybody thinks the other languages sound cooler than their own.
Really? Yeah. French people like ours?
No, don't get me wrong. They don't think that they would not want to have the American accent, but they still think it's cool.
So phony AI-generated videos of Hurricane Melissa have flooded social media sites. This is just sad because it's caused real devastation in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
But then, you know, people are just being inundated with fake stuff. We just live in disappointing times right now. Hopefully we can get all this worked out at some point.
People have too much time on their hands.
Yes.
Too much time.
You know what I heard, Dave? I heard that it was 100 degrees after the hurricane blew through because of the humidity or something. And so these poor people are literally shoveling mud out of their houses in 100-degree weather.
Yeah, it is very hot down in the islands. No question about it.
New Mexico becomes the first state to offer free universal child care next week. This is going to save families an average of $12,000 per year. Now, the program is funded by the state's oil and gas revenues, and it includes recruiting more registered home providers and setting up a low-interest loan fund for child care facilities. That's cool if you're a parent in New Mexico.
Yeah.
King Tut's treasures have all been finally reunited. Since King Tut's tomb was uncovered in 1922, all of his stuff was scattered across the earth, but now all of the treasures are back together at the Grand Egyptian Museum in Giza.
Does this mean the curses are broken?
I think the curse is just getting started. We finally got all of this stuff.
Well, that was the problem,
roof.
Right? Isn't it? Like you steal stuff and it goes away and it unleashes the curse and you get them back together and it's like, okay.
I thought the mummy was different. I thought he was gathering all of his organs together.
Oh, yeah.
I understand that it's falling in, King Tut's actual tomb.
Oh.
Yeah, it's about the roof's about to fall in.
Mm.
Anybody but me, but when you hear King Tut, do you want to break into Steve Martin's Tut song?
King Tut.
So J.D. Vance and Pete Buttigieg are topping an early New Hampshire presidential poll. Vance leads the Republican side with 51% of support, and Buttigieg leads the Democrats with 19%.
All right. Can we just... All the polling people.
No, I'm having fun. I want to keep doing it.
It's 3 years away.
Yeah, this is the only thing we ever talk about. Like, it's elections.
Like, I know this is my point. Like the news has to be more, and these polls, you got to be doing more than just constantly counting down to the next freaking election. Like that's all we do is obsess. How many times in the last 20 years has a poll 3 years out shown us anything of meaning?
And do you think it affects the primaries at all?
No idea.
Because like then people are like, yeah, well,
it's a waste of time.
Yeah, why should I vote for my guy if he's not have a chance?
It's just a waste of time too. Like 3 years before 2016, zero people were saying Donald Trump. So what's the point?
Well, he wasn't running yet.
Well, nobody is. It's 3 years away.
But they're probably going to run. All right.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. Yeah, I think J.D. Vance is definitely going to be running.
Yeah, Pete's now, it drives me nuts when there's someone who everyone knows is probably going to run.
Yeah.
And
oh, they do the
Savannah Guthrie asked them.
I haven't thought about it
anymore. I want to punch him in the wiener.
Yeah, thinking about it. Yeah. Maybe.
I'm not even thinking about that.
I'm just focused on Kentucky. You lying son of a bitch. All you're thinking about is being president.
You're paying consultants. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Dave.
All right. Welcome
back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DJs, we're just discussing how they should play this song every time you have to give bad news. Every funeral home should have this on repeat, you know, just like...
I was having a bad day, but now things don't seem so bad.
How can you not dance to that?
Yeah, someone should do like a... Someone probably has done their PhD on that. It's just that one and... do you remember...
September, yeah.
That one,
yeah.
Like they're just...
Something in the melody.
Something in the melody. Just get you.
Except for Wheeler. He does not move.
No whimsy.
No.
It's fine.
I have another kind of existential thought. Not really existential, kind of political. I was just thinking last night, again, how everything's made up and we're living in a matrix. And it just seems to me that whether it was by intention, which I'm conspiratorial enough to open my mind to that, or it's just the way things shook out, that the government just gives us a list of government-approved distractions. Here's, have some alcohol. Have some porn. Have some sports. Have Netflix.
Don't mind if I do.
And then we just go, right on.
Well, we do know from history that that happened. Happened in Rome.
The bread and circuses?
People are upset. Let's have gladiator games. Let's have, and we'll give everybody food. There's always passing out bread and stuff. I mean, it's happened. No, I wouldn't argue that it's happening now, but I would argue that it has happened in human history. So
isn't that what they always accuse, like the psyops online, like you know, certain people that are just put out there to?
Yeah,
I don't even know it was a conspiracy. It's more of you've learned,
right?
Happy people don't revolt. You know, content people don't. They don't start revolutions. So if you're in that wealthy class and you don't want people coming to your door, people stay relatively happy. Like, 'cause even think about how, even if our life sucks now, it doesn't suck like it did 100 years ago.
True.
You got streaming TV in your house. You've got a cell phone. You've got video games. You got, I mean, like, you're not out there just starving.
Yet, if you could do a blood test on everyone, we might be unhappier now than we were then.
That's the reason they shove Sidney Sweeney out there in that dress.
There you go, Dave.
I don't see it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. and C's apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.